Bonjour, ma famille.
Compagna, you again?
Yes, I'm okay, Luca. I'm just recording. Don't worry.
I locked myself in the bathroom because they're all too loud. Well, let's see. This week was awesome. Like, so great. In comparison to last week, it's just, like, I did a whole 180. Like, last week, I feel like it was, like, really hard for me. Like, everything, I was just, like, really stressing out. But this week's just been so great. Like, especially, like, having P-Day last week, like, I don't know, it just helped me a lot. I felt like, just being able to talk to you guys and, like, know that you guys are doing good and stuff. Like, it just made me feel good and stuff. So that was really awesome. So yeah, so after that, let's see. I'm like reading through my journal to see kind of what happened. Oh, so like on P-Day, it was really funny. So me and other Uka, we put our laundry in, but like we washed all of our clothes. So we only had sports clothes to wear, but like you only can wear like nice like dress clothes, like missionary clothes in like the cafeteria and like other places. Like you can really only wear like sports clothes if you're doing sports or you're doing laundry. And so like it was coming time for dinner, and so I had to like go into my bag, and Elder Uka, he washed all of his pants. Like, he had no pants. So, I just let him borrow a pair of mine. And so, him and I were, like, basically matching. And the pants were, like, way too big on him. Oh, it was really funny. We were laughing so hard about it. But, yeah, so that was way good. And then, so let's see. So, that was, like, Friday, Saturday. Oh, I guess I didn't write about Saturday. Sometimes I kind of skip days to write because, like, they're just so busy. I just don't even... I'm just too tired. I just want to go to bed. But, let's see. So, Sunday. Oh, my gosh. The Sundays here are amazing. Like, I totally see what that one girl was talking about, like, on the plane. When she said, like, you live for the Sundays. Like, I agree. And I would like to add that, like, you also live for the MTC devotionals, because the devotionals here are so good. So we had, so Sunday we just had church, went through all of our meetings and stuff, and it was awesome. And then we had two devotionals. Oh, I don't know when the two devotionals were. Let's see. Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay. So we had, we had a devotional by, so we like watched like an old, it's like an old devotional, like they just have like pre-recorded devotionals that they show us. And so it was by Elder Cook, and it was awesome. Like, he talked about, let's see, I don't even remember, I'm like trying to work through. Let's see. Oh, just kind of like your purpose as a missionary and just all sorts of things like that. Like how you need to love the people you serve, love your companion, and love your mission president. And like if you do those things, like you'll be just fine. Let's see. And also just like love the Savior as well. Because if you love the Savior, then you're going to have charity. And you're going to be able to just be representative of him. And like a huge... So this was super crazy that like you... I think it was Mom. I think you were like... You wrote to me and like said just like love your companion. And like all sorts of stuff like that. I can't remember if it was like you or Dad or something. But anyway, so then like after that, like... Because I went to the temple, and, like, because we go to the temple on P-Day, and, like, when I went in there, I just, like, that's all I brought to the temple was, like, how can I, like, help me and my companion be, like, more united? Because, like, we were not very united. We just kind of, like, kept just arguing about different things, and it just was not good. Like, when we had the spirit of contention, like, it just wasn't good. Like, we couldn't teach lessons very well. We weren't learning the language. Like, the spirit was totally constrained from us. And so, and going there, the biggest thing that, like, I felt was just, like, love your companion and just serve him. And then when I went to write you guys, that's, like, all you told me to do. I'm like, okay, I guess maybe that was from the Lord. Maybe I need to, like, stop being so prideful and, like, humble myself before my companion and stuff. And so then during Sunday school on Sunday, we had a whole lesson about charity and, like, all the different characteristics of charity. And I just wrote them, like, all down. I'm like, okay, this is such good stuff. I gotta, like, become all of this. But it's, like, they were, like, courtesy, like, just be courteous, just kind of, like, have forbearance and, like, be able, like, suffering, like, just be able to, like, withstand your trials, be kind and benevolent, don't envy others, don't be prideful, like, don't behave indecently, like, be, like, good to people, be good in your dealings with fellow men, don't be selfish, don't get angry or easily provoked. And I was like, that's really interesting. Like, I mean, I feel like sometimes people can just kind of, like, get you worked up over things and it makes you angry. But it's like, you think about the Savior, like, the, who was it? Those, like, priests came up to him and tried to get him to, I can't even remember what the story was, but basically they're just trying to get him to, like, trip over, like, false doctrine or something. But, like, the Lord never was provoked by anyone. And so it's like, I feel like if we can just, oh, and also rejoice in the truth, and then be dependable, and just, like, never fail people. And it's like, I feel like if we have all those characteristics, and, like, we'll emulate the Savior. And I mean, there's definitely, like, different characteristics that knowing, like, it's just really hard to fall and stuff. But I feel like if we just kind of strive for those, then the Lord will just kind of fill up the difference. And then we had a devotional by Brother and Sister Brubaker. And they shared, like, some awesome scriptures. I wrote them down. Let's see. Okay, so the first one was DNC 122, verses 7 through 9. And it's basically just, like, talking about having positivity, like, through trials. Like, I can't remember who it was talking about, but basically it's the Lord saying, like, you have all these things, like, even if, like, hell was right there, like, you can be able to walk straight through it because the Lord is here on your side, on your left and your right. So it was awesome. And then Mosiah 3:19, just, like, to put off the natural man, because it's an enemy to God, and just kind of try to emulate the Savior, like, by doing the things I was talking about earlier about, like, charity. And then, like the scripture that we used on Sunday was 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, which is charity. And, like, when you guys read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, like, just kind of, like, go through, like, all the footnotes at the bottom, because, like, it just really describes it, and it's just, oh, it's so awesome. And then today, we had, okay, that's, like, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'll share that later. But anyway, so then, in the NTC devotional, we just kind of, like, talked about different things. And, like, she, so Sister Brubaker told us about, like, her older brother who, like, served a mission and stuff, but he came home and he had multiple sclerosis, which is, like, a, like, nervous system disease where, like, you just basically slowly lose control of your body. And he died at age 36 because, like, he slowly just, like, lost control of his legs, then his arms, then he lost the ability to even speak, and then his brain just shut down and he died. Like, it was so sad. But, like, she just was explaining how, like, he was so positive through it all. And, like, she was just explaining how, like, how he was just really positive. And she was so enamored by how he was so positive. And she said that key to positivity is being patient and just kind of understanding that everything that's happening to you is from the Lord, and that like all of the trials we have are blessings from the Lord. Like if you read 1 Nephi chapter 1 verse 1, like it, Nephi even says about like how he, even though he had like all these trials and stuff, like he, I can't remember the wording of it, but basically just go read that, you'll see what I'm saying. But anyway, so then Brother Brubaker talked a lot about how there's like the difference between either choosing things or choosing people. And if you always put people first before things, you'll be blessed. I mean, like, if you're trying to, like, if you're focusing on, like, basically things of the world, that's, like, just kind of how it is. Like, money, like, all sorts of different things of the world. And just, like, try to focus on people and just loving people. Like, even, like, not even, you don't even have to be a missionary. Like, just love people and just be a good person and you'll be blessed for it. And, like, they shared, like, the quote where it's, like, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Like, so many people, like, just kind of want to be the best. They want to just kind of, like, be that guy or girl that, like, everybody looks up to. But it's, like, sure, that's great to be important. Like, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice and loving to everyone. I mean, like, if you're in that high role, like, You gotta be cool. Like, I mean, look at Dad's boss. Like, he's a stud. Like, you just gotta be like that. You, like, even though you have all this power, like, you just gotta be charitable and humble and know that everything that you have is from the Lord, and that if you don't take credit for anything you do, like, then you're good. But yeah, so then, we just kind of talked about that. And then, I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Freak. Let me see. Well, I guess I shouldn't be saying freak. I'm a missionary. Whoops. That's okay. Yeah, it was yesterday. Wait. What the heck? Who cares? Anyways, it was Sunday this week. We, Elder and Sister Nash, came and spoke to us, and it was so awesome. Like, the spirit was just so strong, and they're just like talking about just like how you just have to be obedient and like just remember who you are and like that you're on the Lord's errand and that everything that you do is the Lord's will, and that even though like when things get hard, that's just the Lord trying to help you become a better person, because like, we're just given trials to help us grow. And if you just kind of understand that trials are given from the Lord, that you can get over it. Because, I mean, the Lord kind of wants us to come back to Him. So why would He give us something we can't do, you know? So then, just kind of talking about that. And like, opposition is the opportunity to choose the right or something. Who knows? So we talked about that, so it was really cool. The devotionals are so awesome here. I love them. Okay. So today we had a Thanksgiving broadcast from Elder and Sister Bednar. Oh my gosh. I love Elder Bednar. Like, he is amazing. That man is so in tune with the Lord. Like, I don't think anybody can be more in tune with the Lord than him. Like, oh, it was crazy. So we, his wife got up and just talked and stuff and just kind of said that the Holy Ghost is a comforter for us, and that, like, even though, like, we're all out on our missions in the NPC right now and it's, like, Thanksgiving, and you can just feel homesick and all these things, but the Lord gave us the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is a comforter to us. And if we use that power, we can overcome homesickness. Like, I've definitely seen it. Like, even last week compared to this week, like, I've felt amazing. Like, I mean, of course, like, this morning, like, because I've been having dreams, like, all week, I swear, about, like, me going home. But, like, it's so weird because it's, like, me before my mission. And, like, I'm still with you guys and I walk in. And, but then, like, I had a dream the other night where, like, it was, like, I came home. And I, like, came home from my mission and everybody's, like, oh, my gosh, like, Tyler, like, your mission went by so fast. Like, what the heck? I'm, like, what? I'm, like, I swear I just left. Like, what the heck is going on? But then last night, I had a dream that, like, it was before my mission, but we were at, we were still, like, in our house in Colorado. Like, it was almost like, because I swear all my dreams, you know, like how I was saying, like, all my dreams are, like, nightmares in Colorado. And it's, like, it was almost like a nightmare last night. I'm, like, oh, my gosh, this sucks. So I woke up pretty homesick, but I just kind of got over it during the day because we just had so much spiritual stuff that it's, like, you can't feel homesick if you're feeling the spirit. It's awesome. But, yeah, so then Elder Bednar, when he was speaking, oh, my gosh, it was amazing. So he gets up and he's like, okay, like, all of you guys are writing down notes and stuff. And he said, it was so funny. So he's like, I'm so amused by, like, the people that just sit on the front row and they're just writing away all of the words that I'm saying. But in all reality, if they wait 20 minutes, it's all online. And everybody just died of laughter. It was so funny. But he was saying that, like, when you're taking notes, don't take notes on what the speaker's saying. Take notes on what the Holy Ghost teaches you. And when I did that, like, there were just so many things that I was just writing that, like, just thoughts came to me of, like, things that I needed to change about myself and just all these things that, like, I've been, just been praying about. And it was just so amazing to just see this. But he said, this was, like, a thing he said. He said, like, make a get-out-of-the-way list. Like, get out of the way of the of, like, what you think you should be doing and let the Lord step in and show you the path and just kind of, like, make a list of all the things that you're in the way of the Lord's will and write those down and then change them. And then he talked so much about the Book of Mormon and the power of the Book of Mormon. He said I'm going to share that in just a sec. So I found that scripture that one sealer shared with us. It's DNC 8488. It's awesome. Just go read it, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is the scripture, Mom and Dad. So, yeah, Mom and Dad, go read that, and then show it to my brothers. And let them know that, like, when you're a missionary, sure, it's hard, but, like, angels are on your right hand and on your left. Like, the Lord is there to help you. You just have to put forth the effort to ask for help and put aside your pride and just humble yourself before the Lord. But yeah, so then he was like, just saying how, so there was this guy that came to him and was saying how he's been reading some stuff online about Joseph Smith. Like, it was kind of like a few years after his mission. And he's like, I don't know if these things are true. He's like, I'm starting to kind of question the church. The first thing he said, have you been reading the Book of Mormon? He's like, no, like, I've been kind of reading this stuff. He said, okay, wait. Let me get this straight. So who's the author of this stuff? And the guy's like, oh, I don't know who the author is, but, like, all this stuff is pretty convincing. He's like, okay, so here you have all these prophets, you know, basically almost everything about their lives. You can read about them in the scriptures. You even have living prophets. Like, I'm pretty sure you know everything about, like, all the apostles, President Thomas S. Monson, and, like, all, he's just saying, like, all this stuff. And he said, but then you want to kind of set aside everything that you've been believing and everything you've been taught your entire life just for some little article that you don't know the author of. How about you go read the Book of Mormon and then come back to me and we can talk? And so then, like, the guy went and read the Book of Mormon, came back, he's like, okay, yeah, like, you're right, okay. but the way he explained it is the Book of Mormon is like a flashlight. So say you're trapped in a dark room and everything around you is like all these sharp objects and things that can just kill you instantly and like all this crazy stuff. And he said, and you're only given a flashlight. And it's your job to either turn on the flashlight or turn it off. And the Book of Mormon is that flashlight. You either have to read the words of the Book of Mormon and understand the truthfulness of it and the power that comes from it, or you can choose to turn off your flashlight and fall away from the church and just lose your testimony in the gospel. Because, I mean, the whole church is centered on the Book of Mormon. And if you aren't reading the Book of Mormon every single day, you're going to fall away. Like, there's no question. Like, because you have to be constantly reminded of the power of the book. You're not just going to be converted one day. The way President or Elder Bednar put it, he said conversion is a process over a lifetime. You're not converted in one day. You're converted over your whole life. And you have to realize that and realize that life's not easy, and that if you just rely on the Lord and what the Lord wants you to do, you'll be able to get over it. So then he started, Elder Bednar said, because he was just kind of going through, like, he had everybody, like, they could just send in questions and stuff. Like, they could just text it out or email it to him or something. Like, he had all these numbers and stuff. But anyways, like, he's just asking all these questions. And someone asked about, like, how can you use the power of the atonement? And so he didn't even answer the question. He's like, I'm just going to give you something that you need to do. So he said, go find, like, one of those Books of Mormon that you, that you just give out teaching. Like, just the really, like, it's just the Book of Mormon. It's the really cheap copy of it. And as you're going through it, read it from cover to cover. And as you go through it, mark everything where it says that, like, the Lord strengthened them by this, or the Lord granted them strength, or, like, even, like, and he's, like, was speaking about when Nephi, like, loosed the bands, and he said, like, I just was saying how, like, the Lord gave me strength to do this, and he was saying how, like, it's not easy, like, it's not like Nephi just prayed and was like, oh, wow, okay, my bands just came off. No, he had to work at it. And it was only through the strength that the Lord gave him, that he was able to break the bands. And if you realize that, and just kind of go through the scriptures and do that, and then once you're done reading the whole book, marking everything, then go back through, write a summary of it, fold it, and then put that summary in the Book of Mormon, and write on the spine of it, the Atonement, Volume 1, and then put it on your shelf. Then go get another one and do the exact same thing. Go through it. Then mark everything that, like I was saying, like where you see the Lord gives you strength and stuff, and then write a summary at the end, fold it, put it in it, and then once you're done, compare the two summaries and see how much more you learned the second time you gone through it. And he said, you'll be amazed by what you learn. And he said, just do it over and over and over. He said, he has like 90 of them or something like that. I don't even know. But he said, like just do it over and over. Read the scriptures over and over. Because you learn so much every time you read it. So that's like it. Oh, and then at the very end, so like, they had to gather all the cell phones from all of the mission, because it was broadcasted from the Provo MTC. So like, we don't have any cell phones here or anything. Like, we didn't really ask any questions, but he was like collecting them, and while they were collecting them, like, it took a while. So we just started asking questions to all the people, like all of the elders and sisters. And there was this elder that was like so far away, like you could just see in the camera, like he's way far away from Elder Bednar. And Elder Bednar is like, yeah, you, like, he's like, I know you're thinking, like, I'm an old man and I can't hear what you're gonna say, but he said I know exactly what you're saying. He said yeah, you turn around. Like, the kid just like turned around. He's like okay, so what you're gonna say. The kid says it. Then Elder Bednar, like, repeats it back perfectly to him. And he's like, okay, I want to pause you guys right here. He said, I want you to know that all these answers you guys have been giving me, these aren't from you. These are from the Spirit. All of you guys are sharing this from the Spirit. And he said, I know what you just said because of what the Spirit told me. And, like, he said, no 18-year-old could come up with an answer like that. It was only through the Spirit. And, like, it was amazing, like, how he could just, like, repeat exactly what the person said, and they were like so far, like, there's no way in heck that he could have, like, oh, it was so incredible. But yeah, so like, everybody was like leaving, because like, everybody just thought it was over, But like me and a few other elders that stayed and just kept watching it, and then all this happened, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I stayed. And then like right then you just said like an awesome quote. It's meekness is not weakness. It is the ultimate strength. So as long as we're meek and humble, we'll be good. But yeah, so that's like, so basically it for my week. Let's see, I think I have, there's like, oh, there was some other stuff that I wrote down that I wanted to say. Oh yeah, so I like, the adapters that I brought for the, like the adapters that I brought to like charge my stuff, yeah, they're wrong. It's like the 3-prong ones. So, I don't know if I can, I'll probably just have to buy new ones, or if you guys can send me new ones. I mean, I don't know if that's just because I'm, like, here in Ghana and they're different, or if it's Cote d'Ivoire, so maybe, Dad, you could do some research for me and help me figure that out. But, yeah, that's, like, basically it for my week. I love you guys tons. Hope you guys had an awesome week, and I can't wait to hear from you. Also, I totally forgot to say this, but happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you guys had an awesome Thanksgiving. I had a great feast. I ate some bones, so that was pretty interesting. They eat bones here, and my companion taught me how to eat it. So yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a first for me, eating bones on Thanksgiving. But yeah, it was awesome. But yeah, well, love you guys. Hopefully you had an awesome week. Can't wait to hear from you. See you later.